This brain then, as a receiver, picks up not only news broadcasts, but the movement of the void. Its ability then to pull all this information in, it also is a sender. It has to be a sender because once it operates on one of these levels, then one of those levels is called consciousness. Then this consciousness impressed upon this brain starts to make the brain create new architectural designs, new models of thought, and to hold those thoughts. When I said to you earlier that those who learn to manifest is a simple thing to do, what is difficult is taking the time for contemplation and thinking. And what is important about that is that if you have a lofty thought, an ultraviolet blue thought, and you hold it and you think on that thought, then your brain has consciously received a very high bit of information. And then it works to construct that information, just like an architect works and labors to use materials that you can either build a hut with or a castle with. He takes them and builds a castle with them. And his contemplation is the building process itself. Then the brain creates a model with this information. It is then with that model that model then is sent back through those bands to this point here. And the brain does it, sends it all the way back here for the purpose, singular purpose, of creating the castle, of magnetizing it, of having it become literally a something from nothing for the sake of the dreamer's experience. Without the brain, you can do none of these things. You are not even considered alive on this plane. So the brain's capacity to receive the lowest bit of information to the highest bit of information. And how do we get from low to high? We start filling the brain with knowledge. We realize our impediments of our lethargy and our slow to learn and our failure to concentrate. We realize those things and then we master them to become greater than them for the sake of gaining knowledge. The more knowledge that we give the brain, and knowledge in the form of bits and pieces of information that we remember, then we use that quarry to mine from it thoughts that we paste together in contemplation that creates a new way of thinking. And that new way of thinking is enthralling. And that new way of thinking creates for us that which is termed a new life and a new experience. So the brain, clearly, to a god, is the most necessary element, because without it, this cannot dream. The man in the moon cannot have a dream. And without the brain holding the dream, taking a bit of consciousness and then constructing it, we do not evolve. So how do we then fulfill the mandate? We can go back up into a body whose time is relatively different, who's not concerned on indigestion and digestion, and we can work on that level, but we're stuck in a prison on this one. And this is our sentence. Our sentence is to make known the unknown, and only until we start doing that do we unlock the prison and let the soul and spirit take flight. Now, I want you to turn to your neighbor before we start, and I want you to explain how the brain is a receiver and what does it receive. You may begin. How many of you now have at least a philosophical understanding of the brain as a receiver and what is it receiving?